我们要开始下午的见证会。
Thanks to the grace of God, we will now commence our afternoon testimony session.
在这个下午呢，我们会有三位弟兄姐妹来这边做见证。
So this afternoon, we will have three brothers and sisters testify here for us.
来向大家述说这个神在他们生命当中的作为。So
that they can tell us the wonderful works of God in their lives.
所以希望能够借着圣灵的引领。And
so hopefully through the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
他们的见证不但可以感动我们在座的每一个人。
Not only can their testimonies move every one of us,
同时借着他们的见证再一次的激励自己的信心,
but at the same time, that through their testimony, they can reestablish their own faith.
回想到神在我们生命当中的美好,
to remember how God is good to us.
我们现在请Charlene来做见证。
So now we ask Sister Charlene to share her testimony.
Let us all bow our heads and pray in silence.
请大家同心默祷。
Amen.
Amen.
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I testify.
奉于圣名在这边做见证。
I'd like to share about a grace that God had given me, that had carried me throughout all these years.
我想要跟大家分享在这几年里面神给我的恩惠跟恩典。
And I'd like to share about my journey of servitude.
我想跟大家分享是我在服事上的经历。
So it began on a regular night service at Garden Grove 11 years ago.
在11年前在一个Garden Grove 教会正常聚会的晚上。
And that's the same year that I came to TJC and was baptized.
那是我那时候来到教会里面接受了洗礼。
And I remember I was sitting in the back pews and just remember seeing a sister playing the piano really beautifully.
那我坐在教堂的后面，然后我看到一个姐妹在弹钢琴啊，弹得非常的漂亮。
And I admire her the way she played.
那我也非常欣赏她所弹奏的钢琴。
And in Philippians 4:8, it tells us that whatever is true, noble, right, pure, lovely, or admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things.
那圣经上也命令我们说，我们要欣赏主耶稣给我们的恩赐。那有任何可夸的，我们说可敬畏的，我们都要去追求。
So that time I was 10 years old, and I kneeled down and I prayed to God.
所以那时候我10岁，那我就跪下来向神这样祷告。
I made a petition to Him.
那我向这样祈求。
And I told Him I would like to serve Him in the future by playing the piano.
我告诉神说，在未来我希望说我可以弹钢琴来服侍他。
And at that time, it was only a conversation between me and God, and no one else knew.
那在那时候只是我跟神之间的对话，那其他人也不知道。
And actually, after that, I completely forgot what I prayed about. Well, I knew I prayed about this, but I forgot the details. But God later reminded me for His good purpose.
但事实上，过一段时间以后，我就忘了这件事的细节。可是，在经过一段时间，神又提醒了我这件事。
So after about 2 years, God began to lay out the path for me to learn piano.
那在2年之后，神开启了我学钢琴的道路。
The first opportunity came when I was around 7th or 8th grade.
那第一个机会是我在7、8年级的时候开始有机会来学习钢琴。
One day I think I was at my mom's friend's house, and she was also a Christian, but not from our church. I was at my mom's friend's house.
有一次我在我妈妈朋友的家里，那她也是一个基督徒，虽然她不是我们教会的。
And I saw that she had a piano.
那我看到她有一架钢琴。
So I asked her if she could teach me how to play.
那我就跟她说，你是否可以教我弹钢琴？
And she accepted my silly request and agreed to teach me for free.
她原谅我好像有点愚笨的请求，那她也来教我钢琴。
And from her, I learned basic skills and some hymns from the hymn book.
那从他我学习到弹奏赞美诗基本的技巧。
Then afterwards she got married, so I began we stopped the class and I began to practice on my own.
那之后他结婚了，所以我就暂停了我的课程，那我开始自己练习。
The second opportunity came.
那第二个机会就这样来到。
It was after Cerritos Church branched out from Garden Grove Church.
那是喜瑞都教会从园林教会分出去之后。
And I think it was also at the end of a service at night.
也是在一个晚上聚会的结束的时候。
And I was just simply touching the piano, the one in the dining hall.
那我只是接触到一架钢琴呢，是在饭厅的钢琴。
And then suddenly a church board member came up to me.
那有一个教会的信徒就来到我面前。
He asked me if I knew how to play.
他问我说：“我是否知道如何弹？”
And I was really honest with him. I told him, "No, I don't really know how to play."
那我诚实告诉他，事实上我不知道如何不知道怎么弹。
But then he still urged me to assign me to play for service.
可是他仍然希望我可以来帮忙施情。
And so each time before service, I would call the person who's leading the servant, ask him what hymn he will be singing, and I would practice.
所以在每次聚会之前，我会打电话给领会的人，问他要唱的赞美诗，那我会事先练习。
And the third opportunity came.
那第三次机会就这样来到。
It was on a Sabbath day.
是安息日的时候。
And I simply overheard a conversation between two sisters.
那我听见两个姐妹之间的对话。
So one of the sisters, she's a piano teacher, and she was asking around if anyone is interested in learning hymns to serve God in church.
那事实上有一个姐妹，她是钢琴老师，所以她就问很多姐妹说，是否大家有兴趣来学钢琴来服侍神。
And that time she wasn't even talking to me, she was talking to another sister, but I just overheard.
那时候她事实上也不是跟我说，她是跟另外一个姐妹说的，可是我只是在旁边刚好听到。
And I also asked her if I could join, and she said yes.
那我问她说，那我是不是可以参加？她说可以。
But the interesting was, I ended up to be her only student. That time.
那有趣的是，我最后变成他唯一的学生。
And from her, she also taught me for free, and she taught me some piano techniques, and all 530 hymns in the hymn book. She basically went through with me one by one.
那他教导了我许多钢琴弹奏的技巧，那他一首一首的赞美诗，从第一首教到530首，每一首这样教我。
And also some classical music and more importantly, she taught me how to play, how to add a complement suitable for church music.
那她也教我一些古典音乐，那她也教我一些如何加一些伴奏在我们教会的音乐里面。
So after around 3 to 4 years of practicing the piano, thank God I began to play for Cerritos Youth Choir.
那感谢神，在3-4年之后，我开始为青年诗班施情。
So after that, one time, the Cerritos Church asked me to give a testimony.
那之后有一天，教会要求我来做见证。
And I also remember testifying on my birthday.
那时候刚好是我的生日。
And since that time, I was more comfortable speaking in Chinese. So I asked my uncle to write it in Chinese, and while I tell it to him, so he would write it while I tell him my testimony.
那时候我开始感觉比较讲中文感觉比较舒服，所以我就告诉我的叔叔呢，他也用中文帮我把我的见证写下来。
Then, when I was going to write about this testimony, he asked me what I prayed that night that many years ago.
那他他在写这见证的时候，他问起我在多年前的那个祷告。
And the amazing thing happened.
那令人惊奇的事就这样发生了。
Because God, He retrieved my memory at that very moment.
神在那时候就唤起了我的回忆。
So at that very moment, I told him what I prayed to God that day.
所以那时候我就告诉他我那一天祷告的内容。
So that day, that night, I told God in my heart.
在那个晚上，我这样的告诉神。
I said to God.
我告诉神。
I want to serve you one day, no matter how hard it is.
我有一天我希望来服侍你，不管是多么的困难。
And because of this prayer.
因为这样一个祷告，
God planted a seed in my heart, and I start serving Him.
神看见我的内心，所以可以开始来服侍他。
So through my journey of servitude, it also strengthened my faith during the low points of my life.
所以这样子服侍的经历也加添了我在信心软弱时候的信心。
Remember my uncle told me that when I was in high school, in junior high, when he picked me up from school.
有一次在中学的时候，当我叔叔从学校把我接回去的时候
，The first thing I do when I get into his car is I would turn on the radio to 102.7 FM and then start listening to rap or pop songs.
我那时候第一件事情就是打开广播电台，然后听流行音乐。
Then he became very concerned that I listened to this kind of music.
那他那时候感到为我担心，为什么会听这样的音乐
？But later on, he told me that he saw my transformation.After my servitude.
可是他说他在我的服侍上看见我的改变。
Because after I began to play hymns, I would stop listening to them.
因为我当我开始来侍奉之后，我开始停止听这些流行音乐。
And it wasn't because he forced me; it was simply because I didn't want to listen to them anymore.
并不是有人强迫我，事实上是我自己不想再听了。
And when I was older, I realized that this kind of music was a hindrance to my faith.
那我更加长大之后，我觉得这样的音乐是我信心上一种阻碍。
Because of the lyrics and the melody and this kind of music, it was difficult for me to have a settled heart, and it was difficult to have peace in my heart.
因为它歌曲里面的内容，它的曲调都让我们的心难以平静。
The second thing God taught me was how to be humble.
那第二件事情，神教我的是如何谦卑。
It was interesting because the very first hymn that I learned is actually 101.
那非常有趣的是，第一首我学赞美诗就是101首。
And the title of the hymn is None of Self and All of Thee.
101首就像101首的的题目一样，就是他说我们应该就是算计自己少一点，那我们应该把自己全归于神。
And basically from verse 1 to verse 4, that's the process of God trying to teach me how to be humble. The first verse says that all of myself and none of thee. And then it progresses to the last verse, which is none of myself and all of thee.
那这样一节一节好像都是在教我这个服事的过程。
Because I didn't have a piano previously, and so I would go to my uncle's house to practice.
因为那时候我还没有钢琴，所以我都到我叔叔家里去练习。
And then he didn't tell me this at that time, but he told me later on that whenever I practice, I would play really bad.
他一开始没有告诉我，可是当他后来才告诉我，刚我开始弹的时候，事实上没有弹得很好。
I would mess up terribly, and all the notes are wrong. But he didn't tell me because he didn't want to bring down my confidence.
那时候他也没有告诉我，因为他不想让我灰心。
But for some reason, whenever I came to church and played on the pulpit,
可是每次当我来到教会我侍琴的时候
，God would abide with me, and I would play almost to no mistake.
神与我同在，那很多时候我并没有任何的错误。
And what's even more amazing, I feel as if God was playing for me. And through that, he moved some of the members in church to have the hymns to comfort them.
那感谢神，也就我的事情，有时候就这样音乐可以让很多人的心感到安慰。
But after I learned all 530 hymns in the hymn book, during the time when my faith is low and when I was proud,
那我学了这全部的赞美诗之后，当我信心软弱或感到骄傲的时候，
I would mess up terribly during service.
那我就会开始弹错。
And I would be really nervous, and all my beat is wrong, and all my notes are wrong.
那我感到非常的紧张，所以当我在弹的时候，就会很多时候就会弹错。
And it is when my faith is more mature, and I became more mature, when I truly realized that the gift I have is not what I have is not my own; it's a gift from God. Then it is when I start to play very stable.
当我信心更加成熟的时候，我了解到恩赐是来自于神，不是从我自己而来的时候，那我在弹琴的时候就更加的平稳。
And more importantly, God looks at the heart of man.
而且更重要的是，神看人的内心。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7.
我们请看撒母耳记上十六章第七节。
16:7. But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart."
第七节，神对撒母耳说：“不要看他的外貌，他的身材高大，我不曾选他，因为神不像人看人，人是看外貌，神是看内心。”
So when I was reflecting on my testimony at PMVP.
当我想在 PMB 在这个礼拜当中想起我的见证的时候
，I realized that God did not pick us to serve because we're the best at what we do.
神来拣选我们来服事，并不是因为我们自己是最好的。
Instead, He chooses His servants in His own timing, out of His own goodwill.
神来拣选他的仆人，在适当的时机，照着他的旨意。
At His own good pleasure. Pleasure.
而且有他美好的计划。
And even if we don't serve, God will.He's always able to raise up more mighty workers to work for him.
如果我们放弃了服事机会，那神事实上可以再兴起更多工人来服事他。
And the third thing I learned is that when you put your heart to serve God, everything else will be taken care of.
第三个我学习到是，如果我们真的把我们心放在服事上，那其余的事情神都会看顾。
Let's turn to Matthew 6:33.
我们请看马太福音第六章三十三节。
Says that, but seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well.
第六章三十三节，你们先求他的国、他的义，这些东西都要加给你们的。
Many times when I take time out to serve God, somehow everything else—school, family, work—would just go in place, and God takes care of us.
那感谢神，每次我用时间来服侍神的时候，神就照顾我的学业、我的家庭。
And just like how God takes care of a sparrow, will He not take care of your needs?
就像神照顾连一只小麻雀都看顾，他会更加看顾我们所需要。
So what is a gift?
那什么是恩赐？
When you give someone a gift, you don't expect them to have anything give you in return because you give it out of love.
如果我们给一个人一个礼物的话，你可能不想要任何的回报。
Just like 11 years ago when I gave a simple request out of a simple heart, God, I was able to serve this Almighty God.
那十一年前，我用一颗单纯的心向神祈求说：“神啊，我想要来服侍你。”
And that's how our Heavenly Father is to us.
就像这就是我们慈爱的天父如何来对待我们。
Let's turn to two verses before I conclude. The first verse is in Ephesians 4:7.
我们请看以弗所书第四章第七节。
But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. And let's continue. Sorry.
以弗所书第四章第七节。我们个人蒙恩都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐。
Let's continue to read 11-13.
我们请继续看11节到13节。
11, it was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers. 12,
12节。
To prepare God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up.
13.
13. Until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
十一节他所说的有他所示的有先使徒有先知有传福音的有牧师和教师。十二节为要成全圣徒各尽其职建立基督的身体。十三节只等到我在众人在真道上同归于一认识神的儿子得以长大成人满有基督长成的身量。
And verse 16, from him the whole body joined and held together by every supporting ligament grows and builds itself in love as each part does its work.
16节，全身都靠到联络和联络的合适，百节各按其职，照着身体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在暗中建立自己。
So we can definitely ask God for a spiritual gift when we have a willing heart to serve Him.
如果我们有一颗愿意的心，我们可以向神来求属灵的恩赐。
And sometimes through seminars and the word of the preachers, God will plant a seed in our heart to serve Him.
在很多的我们教会的活动当中，神会看见我们的内心，我们要服侍他的一颗心。
And each of us is like a part of the body, like mentioned in verse 16. And when we each do our part, we are held together and build ourselves up in love.
就像十六节所提到的，我们都是身体的一部分。当我们彼此相助，那我们身体就会渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
And let's turn to Revelation 22:12.
我们请看启示录二十二章第十二节。
22:12.
二十二章十二节。
It says, "Behold, I'm coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to everyone according to what he has done."
十二节看到我必快来赏罚在我要照个人所行的报应。
So whatever we do in life, God will remember, and He will remember the times when we served Him.
所以不管我们在人生当中做了什么，神都会纪念。
And I think like what Pastor Hong shared, when he was ill.
我想到黄传道的分享当中，他说到当他生病的时候。
I think when a man is at the end of his life, or think he's at the end of his life.
那时候他那时候想到好像那是生命的结束。
He will begin to ponder in his life what is meaningful or what is acceptance in the eyes of God.
他会回想在他一生过去当中有什么是值得纪念的，有什么是神被神所接受的。
Then you will begin to reflect back the time when you served God, and you that time you will be really glad that you did.
那你会回想到你服侍神的时候，那你会非常高兴你已经这样的服侍神。
And like it says in Revelations that God holds the reward and He will remember every single deed we do.
就像在启示录当中讲到神纪念我们所做的一切，那他会照我们所行的来给予赏罚。
So may God give us a willing and humble heart to serve.
愿神给我们一颗愿意的心，谦卑的心来服侍他。
To live a glorious life.
来过一个荣耀的人生。
So we can see him face to face.
所以有一天我们可以面对面的见到他。
On that glorious day.
在那个荣耀的一天。
May all the praise, honor, and glory give to God in heaven.
愿一切的荣耀赞美都归于我们在天上的父。
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢小林的见证哦。
And we thank Charlene for her testimony.
她见证到她的服侍的过程哦。
She talked about the process of how she came to serve God.
这个可能跟我们在座很多学员的体验是不一样的。
And I think that her experience may be very different from those of most of the students sitting here.
很多时候是我们被给予了学钢琴的机会。
Many times we have been given the opportunity to go and perhaps learn the piano.
妈妈要追着你，要叫你学钢琴。
That our parents chase us and make us and force us to play the piano.
你打死不学。
And then you still refuse to learn.
我讲我自己了。
I'm talking about myself.
但是呢，不是你要知道，不是每一个人都有这种机会的。
But you must learn that not everybody is given these opportunities.
我还记得有一次我到小林她家。
I still remember one time that I went to Charlene's home.
我印象很深。
And it left a very deep impression on me.
因为她地上有一张很长很长的纸啊。
Because on the floor she had this long piece of paper.
她就把那个影印纸啊，用胶布，用那个胶带粘起来。
And she had taken copier paper and taped them together.
然后在上面画白键跟黑键。
And on the paper, she drew out the black keys and the white keys.
因为他们家没有钢琴。
Because at home, they did not have a piano.
所以她怎么练习呢？
So how did she practice?
就是用这一张白纸在上面，她去想象那个音乐。
She practiced on this piece of paper, imagining what it sounded like.
你在做的神都看见了。
Everything that you do, God sees.
所以神引领到今天她的脚步。
And so God has guided her steps to today.
所以我们如果有机会真的要把握。
And so if we are given opportunities, we must take hold of them.
服侍不是一个重担。
Servitude is not a burden.
而是一个恩典。
But it is a grace.
我们下一个请 Dorothy。
And next we ask Sister Dorothy.
请大家同心默祷。
Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I testify.
奉主圣名在面做见证。
So for those of you who were here last year,
那有参加过去年 NYTS 的人都会记得。
You probably don't remember, but on the last full night of NYTS,
你可能会忘记了，在最后四天的晚上当中。
Sister Zhou was making evening announcements.
那周传道娘做晚间的宣布。
And she said that while everyone was eating dinner together before the fellowship.
那大家在我们团契时间之前要一起吃晚餐。
There was one student who instead went to the prayer room.
那有一个学生在祷告室里面。
And I don't know how many of you guys gave that student a second thought.
那 很多人是否你 有其他想法对这个学生
But she turned out okay.
那他最后是 OK 的。
And so this testimony is about how God made that happen.
那这个见证就要来见证说神是如何让他来发生。
Okay. So my dad had a stroke in May of 2000.
那我的父亲有中风在五月的2000年的时候。
And as a result, he lost all control.Over his temper and became very violent.
那他失去了控制，那他变得非常的暴力。
And the first time he ever hit me, I was 7 years old.
那他第一次打我的时候，是我七岁的时候。
And it's my clearest childhood memory.
就是我非常记得非常清楚的儿时的记忆。
Which is really hard for me to admit because my brother was born the same year.
我很难去忘记，因为那一年我弟弟也出生。
And things got progressively worse as I got older.
那我长大之后，这样的事情更加的严重。
By the time I was 12 years old, I was sleeping with an alarm on my door.
那我12岁之后，我睡觉的时候会把我的门锁起来。
Because I thought I'd be killed while I was sleeping.
因为我这样想象，可能我在睡觉当中就会被杀死。
And this is when I had my first thoughts of suicide.
这是我第一次有自杀的想法。
And by the time I was 14,
那时候54岁,
I was getting hit so hard that there would be blood in my urine.
那我每次都被打，那甚至打到我脸上流血。
And my sister would study a lot, so she compartmentalized very, very well.
那因为我的姐姐非常念书，会念书，所以她表现很好。
And my mom would just go into the kitchen and turn on the TV really loud.
那我妈妈就在客厅里面把电视的声音打开很大声。
And I prayed really, really hard, but I was filled with hatred.
虽然我非常认真祷告，但我心里充满了仇恨。
So I didn't receive that instant solution that I kept demanding.
可是我得不到任何可以马上解决我问题的办法。
And I was praying for lighter burdens.
所以我向神求可以减轻我的负担。
Instead of stronger shoulders.
不是加添我的负担。
And this wasn't his will.
可是好像没有解决我的问题。
My inability to connect with God really hurt my relationship.
因为我不能与神直接的沟通，真的伤害到我与神的关系。
With the church friends that I confided in.
就像在教会里面，我不能找到我与神之间的关系。
And I couldn't relate to them.
我不能跟他觉得我真的与神有跟他有非常亲密的关系。
And I felt it was so unfair that they got to feel God in prayer when I didn't.
我感觉非常不公平，为什么其他人都可以在祷告里面感觉到神，可是我却不行。
Because in comparison, they didn't seem all that better than me.
因为在比较之中，我可能那些人没有像我有这么多的罪。
And I came to really resent them.
那我感觉到非常的不能接受。
And because we were so young, they didn't know how to deal with my aggression and insecurity.
因为那时候我还非常年轻，所以他们不知道如何来处理我的安全，还有各样的问题。
So I was told that these things were happening to me because I was a sinner.
所以我告诉我自己，因为我是一个罪人，所以这些事都发生在我身上。
Or because I was ungrateful.
或者是我是不值得的。
And I really felt that they spent more time in prayer for their schoolwork.
我想说他们为他们学校的工作花了更多时间在祷告。
Or for their boyfriends than for me.
或者是他们只是为了他们自己男女朋友的关系在祷告，而没有为我祷告。
And when you're a child, thoughts like that make you really lonely.
当你在小孩子的时候有这样想法，会让你感到非常的孤单。
So eventually, all this hatred that was festering in my heart.
所以最终那种仇恨的意念就充满在我心中。
It really began to consume me.
所以甚至好像要把我吞下去。
And ironically, as I started emotionally deteriorating.
所以我感觉到我的情感上被撕裂。
My dad actually got better at dealing with his temper.
在这时候，事实上，我的父亲开始慢慢知道如何处理他的脾气。
And he started a new medication.
他开始来吃药。
And God knew that it was time for me to face a different kind of trial.
所以那时候是神要让我来面对不一样的困难。
During my sophomore year of high school.
在我高中二年级的时候。
My feelings of depression became consistent and dramatically more severe.
那我在心里有一种忧郁症，那这样的忧郁的感觉不断的在我心里持续下去。
And I would cry all the time.
我不断的哭。
I'd only get about 3 hours of sleep a day.
我每天只睡3小时。
And I'd bite my sheets at night so much that they'd shred.
那我甚至会吃纸，然后有一些怪异的动作。
And I stopped going to church completely.
那我停止去教会。
And I stopped going to school.
那我也不再去学校。
I only went to 2 or 3 classes a day, 4 or 5 times a month.
那我只去2-3堂课，那一个月可能只去4到6次而已。
And over time, I developed an eating disorder.
那我开始有吃东西上的不规律，吃东西不规律。
I deprived myself of food to the point where I was drinking at most half a cup of juice. I deprived myself of food to the point where I was drinking half a cup of juice a day.
那有时候我只喝半杯的果汁。
If anything at all.
那没有吃任何的东西。
And my brother would come call me for dinner.
那我的哥哥会打电话给我一起吃晚餐。
弟弟。
弟弟会打电话给我一起吃晚餐。
And he'd say, if you don't eat, you'll die.
他说如果你不吃的话，你就会死掉。
And I used to tell him.
那我总是这样告诉他。
Well, that's what I want.
这是我想要的。
But the worst part of depression.
那在忧郁症最 最糟糕的时候
is an overwhelming feeling of hopelessness.
是感觉到那种完全的无助感
And it's just really indescribable.
这是很难以描述的一种感觉
All I can say is that it feels like every cell in your body is screaming at you.
好像你身上每个细胞都在尖叫
And that there's a towel stuffed in your chest, stopping you from breathing.
好像有东西来阻止你的呼吸
So I was formally diagnosed with clinical and chronic depression during junior year.
那我后来就被诊断说，在我有忧郁症的这样一个症状。
I was prescribed 70 milligrams of Prozac daily.
所以我那时候要吃许多药来治疗我这样一个忧郁症。
And the highest dosage is 80 milligrams.
那我吃的药有到80克左右，80毫克。
Yeah, so it was pretty serious.
这是非常严重的。
And the thing about antidepressants is that they're not meant to make you happy.
那在治疗忧郁症当中，这样抗忧郁的药是不是不会让你更加快乐
？They're supposed to make you numb enough to function.
它是让你不能来动作，所以你不会感觉到任何的事情。
So I did start eating and sleeping again.
所以我开始来停止吃这样药，然后就不能正常的睡觉。
So I did start eating and sleeping again.
我就不再吃这个药，然后开始睡。我吃这个药，然后开始睡觉。
Yeah, but I was just a brain inside an empty shell of a body.
那我在心里有一个空虚的呼喊在我心中。
And deep down, I knew I was still really sad.
那在我心中深处感觉到我仍然非常的悲伤。
And being on antidepressants is like having a giant gorilla following you around.
那这样抗忧郁药好像一个巨大的恐龙总是跟着你。
But nobody else can see him.
那没有人可以看到他。
So you just ignore him and try to fit in.
那你事实上好像只是试着去忽略他，然后不要看到他。
And so I stopped praying because I wasn't feeling anything.
那我开始停止祷告，因为我觉得我感觉到不到任何的东西，也感觉不到神。
And this is what I did for 2 years.
只是我在两年当中所做的事情。
So the summer after I graduated high school.
所以当我从高中毕业之后
，People expected me to go to NYTS.
那大家期望说我可以参加 NYTS.
And I seriously considered not going.
那我那时候认真考虑，事实上我是不想去的。
But when a brother found out, he emailed me like half the Bible.
那有一个弟兄发现这件事，然后他就写 email 给我，那他事实上用了几乎是半本的圣经来勉励我。
And he said he'd take me home if I really wanted to leave the seminar.
他说他会带我回家，如果我参加一半想要回家的话。
And then he gave me a self-help book.
然后他也给我许多的帮助。
So I was really touched by the gesture, and I decided to go to NYTS.
那时候他在一本书上写了一些可以帮助我的事情，然后所以我就去参加青年神训班。
And I figured if I was going to go to this amazing seminar.
如果我去参加这审讯班的话
，Where people get the Holy Spirit and find out their calling，
如果在那个地方大家得到圣灵，而且发掘他们的呼召
，Then I was going to go as completely as I could。
那我就会去参加，而且我会完全的投入
，Without any medication。
然后不用任何的药物来控制我自己。
And withdrawal was really hard。
可是我那时候，事实上是那种想要抗拒、不想去参加的心是非常的强烈。
So I stopped sleeping and I stopped eating again.
然后所以我就停止睡觉，然后停止吃东西。
And I became emotionally unstable.
那我情感上非常的不平稳。
And I could see all these happy brothers and sisters enjoying their lives.
那我可以看到许多弟兄姐妹来享受他们的人生。
And they didn't worry the way I worried.
他们不像我总是烦恼许多他们不需要烦恼的事情。
And I despise them for it.
那我有时候会看不起他们。
On the last full night, the night of the fellowship.
那在最后一晚的团契的时间当中
，I fasted dinner and then I went to my room and cried.
然后我就进食，晚上就进食，然后我回到我的房间，然后就开始哭。
While all the groups in here were presenting.
那在其他组员都在表演的时候
，And a little while later, though, two sisters came into the room.
那之后有两个姐妹就到房间来
，and they weren't participants, but they took me back to the chapel for prayer.
那他们带我回到会堂里面祷告
And I found out later that the father of one of the sisters had just passed away.
那时候他们发现, 有一个姐妹的父亲将, 刚刚过世,
and I felt really awful.
那我感觉到非常的悲伤,
because what right did I have to be the one who was crying?
那我有什么权利比他哭得更加的悲伤?
Or to be the one who needed comforting?
那我有什么权利是要别人来安慰我?
And I realized how selfish and blinded I was.
那时候感到到我自己是如何的自私又如何的, 好像眼睛被遮起来一样。
And I told myself I needed to get to a point where I was sensitive again.
那我希望我可以再回到我对事情有所感觉的时候。
And that meant staying off Prozac. That meant not taking any more antidepressants.
所以我那时候就不再拿任何的抗忧郁的药物。
So that NYTS, I had communion for the first time in 4 years.
所以在那一次的青年神训班当中，我第一次领圣餐，是在4年当中我第一次领圣餐。
And I told my mom I wasn't going to be taking my drugs anymore.
所以我就告诉我妈妈说，我不再吃这样抗忧郁的药。
So after that, instead of going to college,
所以在那之后, 我没有去上大学，相反的,
I actually moved to LA for a gap year.
我就搬到洛杉矶，然后把自己放空一年。
And I worked full-time for a non-profit organization.
我用了1年的时间来为非盈利机构来工作。
And God really had mercy on me while I was in Los Angeles.
那神真的在我身上施予许多怜悯，当我在洛杉矶的时候。
I was able to go to Canoga Park Church, and the congregation there is really small but really loving.
那我可以到卡诺加教会去，虽然那边教会很小，可是大家都非常的爱我。
And even the way they make fun of my diet makes me feel like I belong.
那他们甚至有时候取笑我，好像我好像因为我这么瘦，好像总是在减肥一样。 Sorry.
Vegetarian diet.
他们总是取笑我，好像一个素食的，好像总是在节食一样。
And working with children during this gap year helped me develop patience and compassion.
那在放空一年当中，我跟小孩子一起工作，然后感到非常的快乐。
And really broadened my understanding of God's love for me.
然后让我更加了解到神的在我当中的爱。
And one of the first lessons that I learned.
那第一件事我所学习到的是。
Was that when kids hug you, they're actually wiping their snot in your shirt.
当。 当他们流鼻涕的时候，他们总是会用袖子来擦他们的鼻涕。他们会用抱你来擦他们的鼻涕。
And, but likewise, we go to God and we tell him we love him, but we're really just looking to wipe our snot on his jacket.
可是我们总是告诉他们说我们爱他，可是我们总是跟神祷告。
When we tell God that we love him,
当我们告诉神说我们爱他们的时候,
we're actually just trying to shove all our problems onto him.
好像我们只是把我们问题都放在神上面。
And God really protected me because Los Angeles isn't the safest place.
那神真的保护我，因为事实上洛杉矶并不是一个安全的地方。
But it turns out when you're afraid, you pray a lot more.
可是当你害怕的时候，你就会祷告更多。
So I developed a good prayer habit.
所以我培养了我祷告的习惯。
And every single time there was a shooting in my neighborhood,
那时候在我的邻居有发生枪击的事件,
I was showering or at church.
那时候我就,
I was either in the shower or at church.
我可能是在教会或者是在刚好在洗澡。
But I don't think I understood how much God changed me.
可是我实际上好像不明白神是多么的来改变我。
Until I attended a seminar in the East Coast.
直到我去东部参加教会的一个讲习会。
And there, I had a confrontation with a sister.
那时候我跟一个姐妹有这样一个对话。
And it got so out of hand, I had to leave the church premises.
我跟一个姐妹发生了冲突，所以我必须离开教会。
But after a lot of thinking and help from some church members,
可是因为许多的帮助，教会姐妹的帮助，然后我没有这样做。
I realized that there are no good people or bad people.
世上没有真的好的人，没有真的坏的人。
There are just people with choices to make.
只是我们如何来做在事情上的决定。
And I needed to choose whether to go back to church and go back to God.
那我要来学习说我到底要回到教会还是要回到神面前。
Or to call the police to take me to the hospital in case I was going to become a danger to myself.
那或者是我要请警察把我带到医院去，以免我做出任何危害我自己的事情。
But I did go back to church that night.
可是我并没有回到教会在那天晚上。
And I took ownership of my mistakes. I took ownership of my mistakes and went back to church.
我在那天晚上我回到了教会。
Okay. but knowing that I had done everything I could.
那我想起我可以做我做出我自己可以做到的最好的一部分。
I actually felt a lot better after 2 days.
那事实上在两天之后我感到对自己感到比较好了。
And I had never been able to come up from such a deep level of depression.
那我事实上我之前从来没有经历过这样子如此深层的忧郁的感觉。
In that short amount of time.
在那个很短暂的时间里面。
And usually my episodes would last about a week and a half.
事实上在过去我的这样子症状会持续大概一个多礼拜的时间。
And upon reflection, I saw that the confrontation was the first time in a long time my emotions had gotten to me like that.
那我回想当中，事实上这样一个冲突是第一次把我带到忧郁里面这么长的一段时间。
And I knew then that God was telling me, you have a really long way to go.
那事实上神要告诉我说，你还有一条很长的路要走。
But look, you've gotten better.
可是你已经逐渐的更好了。
Are you really going to give up now?
是，那你要现在就放弃吗？
Now that I've realized my potential.
那我现在想明白了我的潜力。
I've been trying really hard since then to continue progressing.
那我在那之后就不断的让自己来更加的进步。
And this NYTS has been really good.
那这一次的青年神训班对我来讲是非常的好。
And I've been using a lot of prayer time to just thank God and ask Him to keep me strong.
那我用很多的祷告来感谢神，那求神让我更加的强壮。
And my face actually kind of hurt from smiling so much.
那我现在也可以感到更加快乐，那很多时候我会带着微笑。
And so during one particular prayer,
那在一次的祷告当中，
I was filled with the idea that God was really proud of me.
那我在我心中感觉到神为我感到骄傲。
And from that prayer on, I felt a lot of bitterness leaving me.
在那之后我就感觉到我身上很多的痛苦好像就这样离开我。
And it's just going away layer by layer.
好像一层一层的把我剥开，然后就这样离开了。
It's like an onion.
好像是洋葱一样。
Because every layer makes you cry.
因为每一层的洋葱都会让你哭。
But you see more of yourself with each layer peeled away.
可是当每一层把你剥开的时候，你更加的清楚看见自己。
And so I actually want to read a letter that a counselor gave to me.
那我要读一封信是我的辅导员给我的。
And it says, Dory, hi, how are you?
他说 ,Dory, 你好吗？
For some reason, you've been in my mind all day.
他告诉我他说你已经在我心中许多的时间。
During my work hours.
在我工作的时候。
So I thought I'd write a letter to you.
所以我想要写一封信给你。
I feel relieved and filled with joy.
我感到释放而且感到快乐。
When you told me that your prayers are better.
当你告诉我说你的祷告 越来越好的时候。
I hope you feel lighter in your prayers.
我希望你的祷告当中你会感觉到更加的清神。
I hope the day for you to feel his love and presence is closer.
我希望有一天你会感觉到神的爱真的还有他真的充满在你当中。
Keep up the good attitude.
希望你可以保持这样一个态度。
Have faith and hope in God.
那你要有信心而且希望在神上面。
I'm always here for you, physically, spiritually, and mentally.
那我总是在这里，在精神上，在属灵上，我都这样支持你。
But the best person who can comfort you is God.
但是最能安慰你的还是神。
I see you are smiling more.
我看到你会现在会微笑了。
And I can feel that the smile is different.
我感到你的微笑是不一样的。
So I've really made peace with a lot of issues.
那我好像解决了我心中许多的事情。
And I don't hold what happened during our childhood.
那我不再一直去想我儿时那些不好的记忆。
Against the sisters I grew up with.
我不再想我长大所发生的那件事情。
And I know that they did the best that they could at the time.
那我相反的，我想事实上他们是用他们已经尽力的来照顾我，在我成长的过程当中。
And I don't look down on my mother for never divorcing my dad.
那我不再轻视我的母亲，她不从来不离开，没有离开我的父亲，也没有离婚。
Because she showed me what true love in a marriage is.
她告诉我什么是在婚姻当中什么是真爱。
And she showed me what it means to be a good wife and mom.
什么是当如何去当一个好的太太，一个好的妈妈。
Because during the time I was starving myself.
因为在那时候我让自己感到饥饿的时候。
She'd always prepare a plate of food for me.Even though she knew it'd end up in the trash.
她总是为我准备了满满的一盘的食物，虽然说我好像最后，她知道我最后我会倒到垃圾桶去。
And I don't hate my dad anymore.
那我也不再对我的父亲有任何的恨意。
Because I see how he's changed.
因为看到他的改变。
And during the time I was most suicidal.
那时候，虽然那时候我有许多自杀的意念。
He'd stand in my doorway.
虽然我没有多么的主
He'd stand in my doorway.
他在我的门外。
And just absorb all the hateful things I said to him.
他只是听了我告诉他说充满恨意的话语。
And he struggled to be a better person just as much as I have.
他也事实上充满挣扎，他一直想要成为一个更好的人，就像我一样。
And I admire him for succeeding.
所以我现在开始非常的尊敬他。
So last week, I called my dad to ask permission to testify.
所以在上个礼拜，我打电话给我父亲，我希望得到他允许，所以可以在这边做见证。
And he laughed at me.
然后他想笑我。
And he said, "Sure, that was the old me."
他说可以啊，那已经是过去的我了。
So I still have a lot to do and learn.
虽然我仍然有许多要学习要做。
There are relationships I need to patch up.
我仍然有我仍然要改善许多的我的关系。
And habits I still have to change.
那有许多习惯我需要改变。
And there are times I'm still going to struggle with depression.
那很多时候我仍然跟忧郁来做挣扎。
But I've seen how all things happen for a reason.
那我看到这件事事实上发生都有它的原因。
And I've seen how much God loves me.
那我看到神是如何的爱我。
Because you don't realize that God is all you need until He's all you have.
因为你不明白神是你所有的一切，直到你拥有他。
And he's worked through the ministers and counselors who comforted me.
他借着传道还有辅导员不断的安慰我。
And particularly through a counselor who has been praying for me for 6 years.
特别是他借着一个辅导员为我祷告了6年的时间。
And throughout all this pain.
那借着这所有的痛苦。
I see that God was with me the whole time.
那我可以看到神总是不断的与我同在。
Maybe not as the friend who gives me advice or who hugs me.
也许不像是像我在我的旁边的朋友直接给我一些忠告或直接的来帮助我。
But as the friend who sat beside me and silently shared in my pain.
他只是在旁边默默的来看，他看到我痛苦，而且为我流下眼泪，而且来分担我的痛苦。
And I know God loves me.
因为我知道神爱我。
Because He preserved my life.
因为他保存了我的性命。
When I was so ready to lose it.
当我好像快要失去他的时候。
And there are several things I want you guys to come away with.
那这边有些事情我希望大家可以来跟我一起学习的。
First, be good to your family.
第一个，你要对你的家人有好的态度。
Because a lot of you have never had to wonder whether or not your parents love you.
因为很多在座的我们可能不用想到说是否我们的父母真的爱我们。
You've always known that they do.
因为我们总是知道他是爱我们的。
Second, when someone looks sad or lonely, ask if he's okay.
当有人难过或悲伤的时候，问他说他是否真的是 OK 的。
Because sometimes I think about how different my life could have been had someone taken the time to ask me how I was doing.
因为我总是会想到，如果没有人花时间来这样问我的话，那我的生命又会如何的不一样。
And ask twice because he might lie to you the first time.
然后你要问两次，因为第一次他可能会跟你说谎，然后说他没有任何的事情。
And third, value your time.
第三个，你要珍惜你的时间。
Because you never get back the years that you spend being angry or sad.
因为你在痛苦、在悲伤、你在生气的年的时间可能将过去，那他们也不会再回来。
And lastly, never ever give up.
那最后是永不要放弃。
Whether you're praying for the Holy Spirit,
不管是你在求圣灵
or for your broken family,
或者是你破碎的家庭,
don't give up,
不要放弃,
because the Bible says in 1 John,
因为在圣经约翰一书这样说到,
even if our heart condemns us,
就算我们的就算我们的心来责怪我们,
God is greater than even our hearts.
神是比我们的心更加的伟大。
And after a lot of thinking,
在很多的想法之后,
I see that the only way God could ever love me enough,
神可以完全来足够爱我的方法是,
to send his son to die for me.
他爱我的方法是他赐下了儿子来为我死。
This is all because he sees me as the person I can be.
因为他看到我可以成为他想要的。我们成为的人,
instead of the person that I am,
而不是我过只是我现在的样子。
So I really urge you guys,
所以我希望大家,
to use the life you were given,
要我们要珍惜好好来使用我们的生命,
to become worth the life that you cost.
我们要来我们来要与神的招呼的相称。
This concludes my testimony.
我来结束我的见证。
May all the glory, honor, and praise be unto His name.
愿一切荣耀归于天上的神。
也真值得我们好好想一想的见证。
And this is a testimony that really requires some thought from us.
学习珍惜自己的家人。
To learn to cherish your own family.
学习欣赏神所赐给你的人生。
To really learn how to enjoy the life that God has given you.
学习体会基督在你生命当中的慈爱。
To learn to experience the love that Christ has put in your life.So now we ask Brother Chang. Let us all bow our heads and pray in silence.
哈利路亚，阿门。奉主耶稣圣名做见证。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I testify.
愿平安与大家同在。
May peace be with you all.
还记得去年 SSC 的时候，我也在这里为我们主耶稣做过见证。
I remember that last SSC, while I was here, I also was able to bear testimony for our Lord.
那时候我还是个慕道者。
And at the time, I was still a truth seeker.
在那次 SSC 的时候，主耶稣给了我一个意象，让那个意象让我直接做了受洗的决定。
And at that last SSC, God gave me a vision, and that vision caused me to make the final decision to be baptized.
我想先说一下我就是信主的经过。
And so first, I'd like to share about the process of my coming to church.
实际上我来美国不是很长时间。
And so the amount of time that I've actually been in the United States is not a very long period.
来美国前我可以说根本不认识主耶稣。
And before I came to the United States, we could say that I did not know who Jesus was at all.
但真的感谢神，我来到美国之后，主耶稣真的是很亲切地接见了我。
But I truly thank God that when I came to the United States, Jesus Christ truly accepted me.
就像赞美诗里面说的一样，是他真的是他先爱我的。
And just as one of the hymns says, it is truly because he loved me first.
所以在神的带领下，当时我还住在 New Jersey， 邝里的爸爸就带我来了教会。
And so at the time, due to God's guidance, I was staying in Brother Kwong Lee's father's place, and he brought me to church.
从那时开始，我就开始认识我们的主耶稣。
And starting from then is when I came to know our Lord Jesus Christ.
在我的第一个安息日，我学到的就是回家之后要读经，要祷告。
And the first Sabbath I was there, I learned that I need to go home and read the Bible and pray.
其实当时我来美国也不久，你们知道，当一个人到一个陌生的地方，实际上会忧虑很多。
And so at the time, I knew that after I came to the United States, I found that Being alone in the United States, it was something that caused me to have a lot of worries.
当我真正读到马太福音第六章二十八节的时候，他说：“你们看呢、啊，天上的飞鸟也不种，也不收，也不继续在仓里，你们的天父尚且养活他们。”
And then I read on in chapter Matthew chapter 6, verse 28, where it talks about how that the birds and the air they do not sow nor do they spin, and how God takes care of them.
你们不比飞鸟还贵重吗？
Are you not more important than these birds?
当我看到的这个时候。在当时的情况下，我真的是非常感动。
And so when I read this, under the circumstances I was in then, I was really touched.
我就觉得我好像看到希望，就有动力在家里自己祷告。
And I felt that I finally seen some hope, and so I started praying at home.
这样就开始了我寻求神的路。
And then this started my journey into searching after God.
真的很感谢神的是，我在第三次去伊丽莎白教会的时候，
And I really thank God that the third time that I went to Elizabeth Church,
那里有一个姐妹叫 Rowena, 她很鼓励我到前面去祷告。
And there was a sister who encouraged me to go to the front to pray.
我就到前面去接受传道的按手祷告。
And so I went forward to pray to receive the laying of hands from the preacher.
那次我就得到圣灵。
And that time I received the Holy Spirit.
我真的很难讲，真的很难讲，就是得到圣灵的那种。
And it's really hard for me to express the feeling that I had when I received the Holy Spirit.
我觉得可以用言语表达的就是，当我在得到圣灵的那一刻。
And I think that the only words that I can use to describe it is that in that instant when I received the Holy Spirit.
就像好多人见证的一样，有一股力量从上面。传下来，然后传遍全身。
Just like many people have testified before, that if I felt a power come down from above, and then it came in and then spread through my whole body.
然后，我发现我不再说 Hallelujah.
And then I found that I was no longer speaking Hallelujah.
舌头就不再，我不知道。就是舌头也不再听大脑的控制。
And at that time, my tongue no longer followed what my brain was saying.
但得到圣灵的那种感觉真的是远远不止这些。
But truly, the feeling of receiving the Holy Spirit was not any of these.
这是我第一次感觉，原来我自己也可以跟神那么近。
But this was the first time that I truly experienced that I could be so close to God.
因为我在 New Jersey 当时住的环境真的是很差。
And at that time, the environment in which I lived in New Jersey was a very bad environment.
但是真的很感谢神，当时我在神的带领，让我离开 New Jersey 到了 Colorado.
But I truly thank God that under His guidance, I was able to leave New Jersey and move to Colorado.
但是我刚刚也得到圣灵不久，然后我在 Colorado 的时候，我也不知道 Colorado 也有我们的教会。
And so at the time, I had just received the Holy Spirit, and when I moved to Colorado, I did not know that we still had members in Colorado also.
我真的开始忧虑，我怕我就是迷失了那个。
And then so I started feeling worried that I would be the lost one.
但感谢神啊，通过黄执事告诉我在 Denver 也有兄弟姐妹。
But thank God, Deacon Huang, he told me that there were also members in the Denver area.
当我到教会的时候，我看到弟兄姐妹的爱心和他们追求神的那种信心。
And so when I was able to go to church and I was able to see the love of the brothers and sisters and the heart that they had in pursuing after God.
还记得第一次跟他们一起祷告的时候，我发现虽然我刚刚认识他们，但发现真的很亲切，很亲切。
And I found that during the first prayer, even though I had just met them, I felt that we were so close.
然后当时从那时起，我就开始很有规律的去参加查经以及守安息日的聚会。
And so starting that time, I started regularly going to the Bible studies and services.
然后去年冬天的时候，在侯传道娘的鼓励下，我来到了。这里参加 SCC.
And so last winter, under the encouragement of Pastor Ho's wife, I came here to attend the SCC.
那是我第一次参加我们教会的活动。
And that was the first time I had ever attended an event by our church.
那次的学生灵恩会真的是让我在信仰上有很大的长进。
And during that time, this was a great step in my faith.
特别是学会，就是学会真正怎样去祷告之后，感受到祷告的力量真的是很强大。
And truly learning after learning how to pray and to experience the power in prayer was very great.
在一次祷告中，神通过他的慈爱给了我一个意象。
And so during one of the prayers, God through His great love showed me a vision.
我看见我站在一片黑暗 当中，但是我前面不远处有一扇很大的门。
And I saw myself standing in the midst of a great darkness, but in front of me there was, I saw a door.
那个门就是那样微微的开着。
And this door was just slightly open.
然后我看见里面有很多光照出来。
And from inside, I could see that there was great light shining from it.
你知道，对于那种就是很自然的，我就想。对于黑暗的恐惧，我就想赶快进那门去。
And so very naturally, I was slightly afraid of this darkness, and so I wanted to go into this door.
然后所以我就更加强烈的祷告，更付出更多的努力在祷告中。
And so I started praying harder to put more effort in my prayer.
但我发现我不管怎么用力，我都没有办法再接近那个门了。
But I found that no matter how much effort and how much harder I prayed, I could not draw any closer to that door.
那次祷告完之后，其实我也不知道，就是整个这个意象的意思。
And so after that prayer, I still did not understand what this vision meant.
回到 Denver 之后，我把这个意象分享给了侯传道娘以及黄执事。
And so after I returned back to Denver, I shared this vision with Sister Ho, and I also shared it with Deacon Huang.
他们都告诉我一个相同的答案。
And they both told me the same answer.
因为我还没有受洗，所以我没有办法进入那天国的那扇窄门。
Because I had not yet been baptized, I could not enter into that narrow door.
然后当时我才恍然大悟，原来其实在这之前我没有考虑过，就是没有认真考虑过受洗的事。
And so before this, I had not ever seriously considered the idea of baptism.
所以我意识到。既然神都这么亲自给我这个意象，
and so I thought, since God has personally given me this vision,
那么明显的带领，我怎么能拒绝呢？
Such obvious leading, how can I resist it?
但当时 Denver 的受洗要在八月份，所以我觉得我没有办法等了。
But during that time, the next baptism held in Denver would have been in August, and I felt that I could not wait that long.
所以我决定四月的时候会回到我当时的最初的伊丽莎白教会受洗。
And so in April, I made the decision that I would go back to Elizabeth Church.
在受洗的那一周，一直都在下雨。
And so the week before I was baptized, it rained every single day.
但真的就像好多弟兄姐妹见证的那样，在我受洗的那天。
And so just like many brothers and sisters have testified also, the day that I was to be baptized.
哦，那天天气真的晴朗得不得了。
And that day, everything was just clear.
感谢神在他的宝血以及圣灵的见证下，终于接受我这个罪恶的灵魂。
And thank God that under his precious blood and through the witness of the Holy Spirit, God finally accepted me, the sinner.
现在想起来真的，我们的祷告真的是神。祷告中，神真的会与我们说话，以及与我们走在一起。
And so, I really realize now that through our prayer, God will always be walking with us.
接下来我想给大家分享一个，Denver 一个蔡弟兄他在得神造就的一个经过。
And then I also wanted to share a testimony of a brother Tai in Denver who, on how he came to receive Jesus.
但是我其实我到 Denver 的时候我不是很认识他。
And so when I had first come to Denver Church, I didn't know him that well.
因为他因为工作的原因很难几乎很难来星期六参加聚会。
Because of his job, it was very hard for him to come to service.
从 SCC 回来的那天晚上侯传道娘就带我到他家去参加网络聚会。
And so from the day that SSC ended, when I got back to Denver, Sister Ho brought me to her house to attend service.
我才开始知道他的一些就是具体情况。
And then I found out about some of his situations.
他工作真的很辛苦，但是他真的很想来星期六参加聚会。
And so his job, it was a very tiring job, but he also really wanted to come on Sabbath, to service.
那时候我们就决定大家一起为他祷告。
And so at that time, we all made the decision to pray for him.
真的是很真诚的祷告。
And to pray very earnestly.
因为我们真的很希望他能来星期六来参加我们聚会，得到神的造就。
Because we really hope that he could come on the Sabbath day to listen and be edified by the word of God.
真的感谢神，当我们很快就知道他工作的情况变了，所以他以后都可以来参加星期日聚会。
And thank God, very quickly we found that his job had changed and job position had changed, and so he could come on the Sabbath.
你知道，在我们 Denver 可能人数不是很多，二十个人，但是大家真的像一家人一样。
And so in Denver, there are not many people in our church there, but we are truly like one family.
当我们知道这个消息的时候，真的我们都是就是给感谢神，然后。
And when we found out, we really, truly felt that we could just only praise God.
因为真的是感谢神，我们的祷告得到他的垂听。
And give thanks to God because he has listened to our prayers.
我能看到从弟兄姐妹眼中流出来的那种喜乐的眼泪。
And I could see that in the brothers and sisters, there are tears of happiness and joy.
就上个月七月的时候，这位弟兄终于得到主耶稣应许的圣灵。
And only last month in July, this brother received the promised Holy Spirit.
这弟兄他求圣灵求了很久很久。
And this brother, he has been praying for the Holy Spirit for a long time.
但是就是可能是神的时间没有到。
But I think perhaps it is just that God's time had not yet come.
他求圣灵真的很迫切。
He prayed really diligently for the Holy Spirit.
在七月的一个安息日，当时有一个传道在我们那里拜过来看我们。
And during one of the Sabbaths of July, a preacher had come to visit us.
我们在早祷会之前，我们弟兄姐妹就商量特别为这位弟兄祷告。
And so in the morning prayer, we discussed that we would especially pray for this brother.
在祷告中我就发现我好像得到了就是像我刚刚得圣灵的时候那种能力。
And during that prayer, I felt like I had once again received the same power that I received when I first received the Holy Spirit.
然后在那种喜乐的刺激下，我就更强烈的祷告。
And under that, that stimulus of joy, I prayed even harder.
真的，我们那天所有弟兄姐妹祷告都很迫切。
And truly, that day, every single brother and sister prayed very diligently.
然后那天传道也有为那位弟兄按手。
And then that morning, that preacher also laid hands on this brother.
然后祷告完之后，我们就看见那弟兄一直哭，一直哭。
And then after the prayer, we saw that this brother just continued to cry and weep.
然后传道就跟我们说，这位弟兄得到圣灵。
And then the preacher told us that this brother has received the Holy Spirit.
哇，当时我们在屋子里的每一个弟兄姐妹都哭得很厉害。
And that time, everyone that was in the house started crying.
我们都不断地感谢神，不断地感谢神。
We continuously just thanked God.
我们发现真的是蒙神垂听的祷告，神是真的会赐福的。
We found that a prayer that is pleasing in the eyes of God, truly He will listen to it.
然后接下来我想分享一个我自己的见证。
And then I'd also like to share another testimony of my own.
我们大家真的听过很多道理，关于我们的家是在天上，我们在地上只是寄居的。
And many of us have heard teachings about how our home is in heaven, and we are only temporarily living on this earth.
有一次神给我这样的体验，在我的祷告中。
And one time God gave me this experience in my prayer.
一次安息日的聚会上，我开始祷告的时候，我发现这次祷告跟平常祷告有一点不一样。
And during this prayer, I found that my prayer felt different than most other times.
但其实我也没有，就是没有怎么去多想，然后还是像我平常一样那样去祷告。
And I didn't think too much of it at the time, and I just continued praying like I normally do.
那很快的，我就意识到，在我祷告中，我看到一个异象。
And then in my prayer, I saw a vision.
Sorry, 我看见我自己 被主耶稣牵着走在一条很明亮的细线上。
And I saw Jesus holding me, holding my hand and walking with me on this very thin line.
我走在他的后面，跟主耶稣比起来，我就像婴孩那么小了。
And I was walking behind him, and compared to Jesus, I was just like a little infant.
然后我四周都是黑暗。
And then on all four sides of me was just darkness.
但我发现，但我看到我自己走，虽然跟着主耶稣走，但我发现我自己东张西望的。
And though I saw myself walking with Jesus, I found myself looking around.
就发现自己不是很专心。
And I found myself not being very attentive.
我祷告的时候，不是在最，不是对于黑暗的那种害怕，而是对周围的那种好奇。
And so during this prayer, I was not afraid of the darkness, but I was just curious.
然后那天完了之后，我真的花了一个星期在祷告中问神，这个意象到底什么意思。
And so after this prayer, I spent a week in prayer asking God what this vision meant.
后来我终于知道，神告诉我那意象就是，其实我是用一个属灵的眼光在看那一个意象。
And so finally I found that I was looking at it, I needed to look at it from a spiritual standpoint.
主耶稣他自己就是那道光，那条路。
And Jesus Christ, he is the light and he is the way.
而跟主耶稣相比，世上的一切都是黑暗的。
And then everything else in the world compared to Jesus is pure darkness.
而我发现我自己居然没有专心的去走这条天国路。
And then I found myself not concentrating on this path to heaven.
四处张望，然后很留恋这个世界。
It is that I was trying to look into this world.
然后就想到在一次灵恩会上，传道有讲到，在彼得前书二章十一节。
And I was thinking about how a preacher once shared during a spiritual convocation about 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 11.
上面说，亲爱的弟兄啊，你们是客旅，是寄居的。
And it says that brethren, you are sojourners in this world.
我就很深刻的体会到这个意象的真正的含义。
And I truly deeply felt the true meaning behind this verse.
我就开始祷告悔改。
And I started to pray and repent.
因为我也想和大家一样，最后能够进入那属灵的迦南地。
Because I truly wanted to be able to enter into that spiritual land of Canaan.
但我真的觉得在这个世界上哦。
And then I truly felt that on this world.
我们对这世界都有各种不同的留恋。
And we have many ties to these different aspects of this world.
但我想说的是，我们应该看准那个标杆。
But we must look to the goal.
通过祷告，希望神能够最终带我们进入那应许那美丽的迦南地。
And through prayer, we can have our Lord bring us to this wonderful land.
最后我真的感谢大家。我也觉得大家应该能感受到祷告。真的是很有能力的。
And lastly, I'd like to also remind everybody about how powerful prayer is.
希望大家也为 remote area 祷告，为他们的圣工祷告。
And I hope that everyone can pray for the remote areas and pray for the holy work.
愿我的见证能够造就大家。
And may my testimony truly edify everyone.
愿所有的荣耀、颂赞都归于我们在天上的主耶稣基督。
May all the praise and glory be unto our Lord Jesus Christ in heaven.
愿恩典平安都与我们众。基督精兵同在。
And may the grace of God be with all of us Christian soldiers.
感谢神，哈利路亚，阿门。
And thank God, Amen. And thanks to the grace of God, we have listened to three testimonies here.
我们如果仔细听，我们会发觉这三个见证，完全都不一样。
And if we listen carefully, we can recognize that these three testimonies are all completely different.
第一个是在服事当中神的引领。
The first is the guidance of God through servitude.
第二个是在患难当中神的引领。
The second is the guidance of God through trials and tribulation.
第三在信仰追求当中神的引领。
And the third is the guidance of God through the growth of faith.
虽然所面对的环境都不一样。
And so even though all their environments were different.
但是有一项是确定的。
But there is one thing that is certain.
就是我们的神真的在引领。
It is that God, our God is leading.
弟兄姐妹们。
And so brothers and sisters.
你对人生有疑惑吗？
Do you have questions toward this life?
你对信仰有疑惑吗?
Do you have questions towards your faith?
你身处患难之中看不到出路吗?
Can you not see the way out in your times of trials?
你在人那里找不到答案吗?
Can you not find your answers among men?
神有答案给你。
God has an answer for you.
我们来看一节经节。
Let us turn to a Bible verse.
我们看以赛亚书。
Let us look at Isaiah.
以赛亚书三十章。
Isaiah chapter 30.
19节
Verse 19.
以赛亚书三十章十九节
Isaiah chapter 30 verse 19.
百姓必在锡安，在耶路撒冷居住，你不再哭泣。主必因你哀求的声音施恩给你，他听见的时候就必应允你。二十节
Verse 20.
主虽然以艰难给你当饼，以困苦给你当水，你的教师却不再隐藏。你眼必看见你的教士二十一节
Verse 21
你或向左或向右必听见后面有声音说这是正路要行在其中我们再看另外一节
And let's turn to another verse
我们看约翰福音
Let us turn to the Gospel of John
我们看约翰福音的第十四章
The Gospel of John chapter 14
约翰福音第十四章十六节
John chapter 14 verse 16
十六节我要求父父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师叫他们叫他永远与你们同在十七节
verse 17
就是真理的圣灵乃世人不能接受因为不见他不认识他你们却认识他因他常与你们同在也要在你们里面十八节
verse 18
我不撇下你们为孤儿啊所以不管我们身处在什么样的环境当中
And so no matter what type of environment we are living in
我们要常常记住这一句话
We must often remember this verse
这是主耶稣给我们每一个人的应许
This is a promise that Jesus Christ has spoken to every one of us
他说我必不撇下你为孤儿
He says that I will not leave you as orphans
或向左或向右
Whether you turn to the left or turn to the right
必有声音告诉你
There will be a voice telling you
这是正路且要行在其中
This is the right way, walk in it
我们一起同心默祷
Let us all bow our heads and pray in silence.